What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning. And in today's English lesson, we're going to be focusing on how to express yourself in English. I know a lot of students, you have to pretty much in your mind, you're translating. You can think of it in your language, but how do you express what you are feeling in English? And we're about to start a series of expressing yourself in English. A lot of that has to do with your emotion or how you're feeling at that moment. So I'm going to give you some key tips, some key words, and everything that goes along with expressing yourself in English. So this is going to be a fun series we're about to start. I hope you guys enjoyed the English lesson before this one, which was an English conversation with my wife. And there's actually a question for you guys at the end of it. So if you haven't already, make sure you listen to that. But you guys know these lessons are free, and that's because they're sponsored. So I want to thank the sponsor for this video. We'll play the quick sponsor message, and we'll get right into this English lesson for today. Thanks so much for listening to that sponsor, guys. But let's get into this English lesson. Let's have some fun. And let's see how you can improve on expressing yourself in English. And today's emotion we're going to talk about is how to express different emotions that have to do with happy. So when you think of happy, you think of someone smiling, you think of someone laughing, you think of someone enjoying whatever is going on. But there's so many emotions that can come from happy. So I'm going to teach you guys about these emotions, when to use them, how to express them, and then I'm going to test you on them at the end. So make sure you guys are ready to learn, you're ready to improve, and you're ready to practice what you're learning. So when you learn about these emotions, the next time you feel this way, say it in English. Don't just say it in your language. So the next time you feel one of these emotions I'm about to teach you, make sure you express it, you use it, and you practice it so that you do not forget it, and so that you become a confident and fluent English speaker. So like I said, we're going to be talking about how to express yourself when you're happy. And there's so many emotions that go along with happy. But here's a breakdown of a few. So I'm going to tell you the emotion. I'm going to spell it and then kind of use it in a scenario and tell you how it's used. So with happy, let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 emotions that we're about to talk about that stem from happy, that are kind of, because even though when you're saying all these, you are happy, but you'll see what I mean, and they can mean more. So the first one is the emotion or the word optimistic. And that can be a hard word to pronounce, but it is the word optimistic. I'm going to spell it. That's O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T-I-C, optimistic. And this is what it means. If you're optimistic about something, that means you're hopeful and confident about the future. So when someone is optimistic, they always think about the best thing happening. So let's say if you have a job interview tomorrow, an optimistic person is going to be confident and hopeful about that interview tomorrow. They're going to be excited. They're going to look forward to it, and they're going to have a good attitude towards it. They're not going to be like, well, I probably won't get it, or I'm not going to do good, or it's just going to go bad. That's not optimistic. To be optimistic means you're hopeful and confident about the future. You look forward to what's about to come in the future. You are excited about it. So that's the first emotion we're breaking about, and it has to do with being optimistic. So that you can actually say, instead of saying, you know, that's a happy person, if there's someone who always looks for the best, you would say, okay, that's an optimistic person. So that way you're even getting deeper into expressing that. So if you're excited about something that's happening, you think it's going to go good, you could say, man, I'm really optimistic about this job, about this new person, about anything. You look forward to it. So that's the first emotion breakdown in expressing yourself, is being able to say you're optimistic about something. The next one is peaceful. Now, when you think of peaceful, of course, you think of the word peace. And peace has to do with like just everything going good and calm. So if everything is going good and easy and relaxing, you would think of the word peaceful. Oh man, this is so, if you think about like the sunrise in the morning, if you could see the sun bouncing off the water, the birds chirping, it's quiet outside, it feels really good, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. That is the expression of, oh, that's a peaceful morning. It's really peaceful. You could say it's a really happy morning, but that doesn't grab a hold of the what it really means. You want to say it's peaceful. And that same way you feel when you wake up in the morning, the birds are chirping, you see the water, it's so still, it's not moving a lot. You could feel that way even apart from that scenario. So you could just be peaceful in life. You could be like, okay, everything's going good. Everything's going easy. I'm peaceful in this area, or this is peaceful. So that is the second emotion. There's also another one that has to be doing happy, and it's the word accepted. It's just the word accept, but with ED on the end. And what this means is generally believed or recognized to be valid or correct. So to be accepted is for people to take. So if you're around a group of friends and they accept you, they take you for who you are. You don't have to pretend to be someone else. You can just be who you are and your personality. So for them to accept you is that they understand who you are and how you work, and they love you no matter what. They accept you. So you wouldn't just say, oh, I'm happy about them. You could say, they accept me. I don't have to pretend to be more than who I really am. I don't have to try to be funny. I don't have to try to be anything other than who I am. And they accept me. So it makes me very, very happy to be accepted. Okay. So far we've went over optimistic. We've went over peaceful, and we went over accepted. The next one is kind of funny, but it's just kind of interesting, is the emotion of feeling powerful. Now, if you feel powerful about something, that means you feel like you have great power and strength. You could just feel powerful today. Everything's going good. You're doing great at work. You're doing great at school. Your family's going good. You just, man, I feel powerful today. Like I can't be stopped. That's another emotion that comes from being happy, is powerful, feeling like you cannot be stopped. You see, there's three more we're going to talk about, and then we'll review and then test you guys on these emotions. The next emotion that you can feel that has to do with happiness is the word proud. So proud is spelled P-R-O-U-D, proud. And this is feeling deep pleasure or satisfaction as a result of one's possessions or something that happens in life. So it's great pleasure and satisfaction from something. Now, that's a definition, but I want to give you a story so you can understand it. So the word proud, think about if you were a parent and your child does great in school, they live a good life, they get married, and they get a good job. When you look at them, you're going to be proud of what they've done. You're going to get deep pleasure from their accomplishments and what they've done. You're proud of them. You're so excited for them. You're proud of what they did. So I hope that kind of helps you understand it. If you think about a parent and their children doing good in life, the emotion they're going to feel towards that is being a proud parent. They're very, very proud. Deep satisfaction as a result of what's going on, okay? So we went over optimistic. We went over peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud. The next one is interested. What does it mean to be interested? And this means to show curiosity about something or someone, having a feeling of interest. Now, if you're interested in something, that means you want to know more about it. You like it. You enjoy it. So say if you hear about basketball, you're like, man, that sounds like a fun sport. I'm interested in learning more. Or if you meet someone you like and they're really pretty or really handsome and you think they're funny and you want to get to know more about them, you're interested in it. You have interests. It has your thinking about it. it's interesting to you. So for me, there's things that aren't interesting. Like when people talk about the laws and just boring stuff that doesn't interest me. But if you talk about traveling, my family, sports, food, I get interested in the conversation. I enjoy it. I like talking about it. And it has my interest. I think about it. Okay. And the last emotion that we're going to break down is the emotion of being joyful. Now, if you're joyful about something, that is feeling or expressing that causes great pleasure and happiness. So joyful, to think of that, think about deep, deep happiness. So just think about on the surface, you have someone smiling, but if someone's joyful, it's like they're smiling on the inside is the best way I can say it. Just super joyful. It's just another deep level of happy. It's like happy on steroids is how you would understand joyful. So the emotions, a quick review before I test you. We have optimistic, and remember that's being hopeful and confident about the future. You have peaceful, which means free from disturbance. Think about that water at the sunrise. You have powerful, feeling like you cannot be stopped. You have accepted, and that just means you get to be who you are. You don't have to pretend to be anybody else. You have proud. Remember the parent looking at their child and just grateful for what they've done and everything they've accomplished. You have interested. That means that you want to know more about something and you like it. And you have joyful, which is happiness on steroids. So let's get ready to test you guys on what you just learned. So relax, listen to this quick sponsor, and we'll get into our English test for today. This English lesson with testing you guys and making sure you can understand how to express yourself a little better in English so you can go beyond just a simple, I feel happy or I feel sad, but being able to express how you're feeling and what you're thinking in English. So I'm going to describe the word or the emotion, and I want you to guess which one it is, and let's see how good you are. And I'll give you two or three options to choose from, just so you can understand it and build your confidence as an English speaker. So this emotion is showing curiosity or concern about someone or something, having a feeling of interest. Okay, so if you're curious in something, if you want to know more about it and you like it, would that be accepted? Would that be proud? Or would that be interested? Would you be interested, proud, or accepted? So if you're curious in something, want to know more about it, and you think it's a cool interest, that emotion would be interested. The correct answer is interested. That is wanting to know more about it and you like it. So if you like sports and someone's talking about it, or if you hear someone talk about something cool, remember you are interested in learning more. Let's move on to the next one. Now this is feeling, expressing, or causing great pleasure and happiness. Remember I said this is like deep, deep happiness. If you have happiness that is like on the inside, would that be peaceful? Would that be optimistic? Or would that be joyful? Would that be peaceful, optimistic, or joyful? Which feeling is you know, expressing that deep, deep happiness? The correct answer would be joyful. Now, remember, if something just grabs you and it's on your heart and it's deep, deep within you, happiness, remember, that's when you say you're joyful about something. So if you're about to get married and you're excited to marry that person, to spend the rest of your life with them, you could be joyful. Or if you're about to have a baby, you're joyful, deep, deep happiness. Next one. So tell me which one this is. If you feel deep pleasure or satisfaction as a result of your achievements, qualities, possessions of those of someone whom is closely associated. So remember, it's like that parent seeing their children accomplish things. What emotion would they have? Yes, they would be happy, but it's even more than that. What is the way to express it? If you see someone doing something and you're grateful and you're happy they're doing it and you're glad they are doing good or doing well. Remember, it's that parent to child. Would that be powerful? Would that be peaceful? Or would that be proud? Would it be powerful, peaceful, would they be proud? The correct answer is proud. So if that mother or that parent sees their kid doing good at something, they're going to be proud of them. That's what that emotion is a satisfaction or pleasure from something. You know what I'm saying? So you're proud of that person. Let's move on to the last two. We're not going to go over all of them, but I wanted to hit some of the main ones. So this one is free from disturbance. Remember, we described it. What's that feeling or emotion you get if you're sitting looking at the water in the morning? You have the sun rising, barely coming over the trees, the birds chirping, no one's outside. It's really calm. It's quiet. What emotion would that be? Would that be peaceful, proud, or powerful? Peaceful, proud, or powerful? Which emotion would that be towards just free from disturbance, just calm and easygoing? The correct answer would be peaceful. That is how you would describe that, peaceful, someone who is at peace, okay? So this is the last one. This is my favorite one because it's so easy to understand, and I'm excited to hear you guys use it. So this one is hopeful or and confident about the future. Hopeful and confident about the future. Would that be accepted? Would that be joyful? Or would that be optimistic? If you're hopeful and confident about the future, would that be joyful? Would that be accepted? Or would it be optimistic? The correct answer is optimistic. Remember, if you have a positive view on the future, that is the emotion known as optimistic, being happy about the future. So I hope you guys enjoyed this fun lesson and getting to test and learning how to express yourself. The next lesson, we're going to continue and even break down some of these emotions more so you can express yourself better. But thanks so much for learning English with me. Hope you guys have a great day and have fun learning English.